Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Dalud. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Gimel and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by the Langer family. This is Chus Lilu Nishmas, rather Lezecher Nishmas, Rav Nechemia Chaim ben Rav Moshe Yorozatzal, Rav Nechemia Ritterman, who happened to have been my first great Rebbe, in addition to being Avi Langer's grandfather. So all of this Torah that we learn here tracks back to Rav Nechemia Ritterman, so the Larishmi and Aliyah for his neshama. Also for continued for Shlema, for our dear friend Shraga Feivel, Ben Chayabina, and the continued for Shlema for Dini Akira Bas Ilani Yocheved, and again the Zecher Nishmas, Shifra Breitner Bas Rav Rav Moshe's yard site was yesterday. So we are holding on the bottom of the Daf Gimel and Beis. We were discussing the source for Kinyan Kesef, the source for Kiddushay Kesef rather, how we know that you can use Kesef to be Mekadesh Nisha, and that the Kesef that you use goes La Aviha. So we said that it comes from the pasuk, the yatzachina main kasef, that when an ame ivriya goes free, she goes free, and there's no money that changes hands. So we made a drasha. Oh, in kasef ladon zeh, there's no money that changes hands when she goes free from her master, but when she goes free from her father, yesh kasef ladon acher, then there is money that changes hands, and that money goes. The Gemara is ultimately going to conclude that the real source of that drasha is the fact that the word Ein in Ein Kasef is spelled with a Yud, and it could have been spelled without a Yud. It could have been just spelled Aleph Nun. The fact that it spells it with a Yud is where we learn that the Kasef actually goes to her father. The Gemara is going to teach us that the Chiddush that the father gets Kiddushin, meaning why do I need to be told that the father gets Kiddushin if I already know the father gets my Siyah? Why do I need to be told that she gets that the father gets Maisi Adeha if I know that she already gets Kiddushin? What do I need both sources for? So the Gemara is going to make a Tzrichasa to explain why I could not have learned one from the other. Then on the bottom of Amr Aleph, the Gemara is going to look at carefully at the Pesukim in the Torah that tell us that Nama Ivriya goes free, and we're going to find that the Pesukim in the Torah not only tells us that Nama Ivriya goes free when she becomes a Nara, but also that she goes free when she becomes a Bogeres. Now that's problematic. Once you already know that she goes free when she becomes a Na'ara, so of course she's free when she becomes a Bogeres, because she always becomes a Na'ara before she becomes a Bogeres. So she's always free by the time she's a Bogeres. Why do I need a Pasuk to teach me that she goes free as a Bogeres? The Gemara is going to have three approaches on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph to address that issue. And then on Amud Beis, we finally move on to the second possible source for the idea of Kiddushay Kesef, and that is Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron. And once we have two sources, we have Yatzachin Men Kesef, and we have Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron, the Gemara has to figure out why we need both. Why is one of those sources not enough? And then at the very end of the daf, if we get to it today, we're going to discuss the source for the concept of Kiddushay Bia. Where do we know that Bia is a valid form of Kiddush? But we left off, Mamish, right in the middle of a topic. We were making this drasha v'yatzachinam ein kasef to teach us that ein kasef ladon zav liyesh kasef ladon acher, that the father receives the money, the kasef kiddushin. So the Gemara says the Gemara had said, but wait a second, is that what we use this drasha for? Didn't we learn it from Maisi Adayim? So the Gemara says, why wouldn't we just learn from Ben Ura Beis Avia, that Ben Ura Beis Avia teaches us that all Shvach Nu'urim goes to the father, anything that comes out of her being a Nara goes to her father? So the Gemara says, no, that was only about Afaras Nedarim. So why don't we learn out from Afaras Nedarim? Mamona Me Isura Lo Yalfinan. We can't learn Din Mamon from a Din of Isur Veheter. So V'chi Teima Nelef Miknasa, four lines from the bottom of the page, on Gimel and Beis, why don't we learn that from Knas, that a Knas payment for a man who's Ma'anes a girl goes to the father, so then Kiddushin should also go to the father. And so Gemara Mamona Miknas Olo Yalfinan. You can't learn a din of Mamon from a din of Knas, as Rashi points out, Shah Knas Kulo Chiddush. The idea of Knas is a Chiddush, Umi Chiddush Lo Gamrinan. And you can't learn anything out from something that's a Chiddush, from something that's a Yotze Minaklal. V'chitema Nelef Mi Boshes Begam. But why can't we learn from Boshes Begam that payments for Boshes Begam, if one humiliates a girl through being Ma'anesir, the Boshes Begam payments also go to the father. So shouldn't we learn from there that kiddushin goes to the father as well? Shiny boshes begam davur shayich begavayu. Mar says no, we can't learn from boshes begam because the father is connected to the boshes begam as well. He's also embarrassed by the boshes begam. He's also affected by the boshes begam. So therefore, we can't learn from kesef kiddushin, which doesn't affect him at all. So rather, what we have to say is that it's the real drasha from Vyatzachinam Ein Kesef. We said, why don't we assume that the money goes to her? Why would it go to the father? Because we assume that we're comparing it to Yitzia of an Ami Ivriya. And just like an Ami Ivriya, when we say Ein Kesef, that there's no money that changes hands, well, if there were money that changed hands, where would I think the money would go? Well, I would assume that the money would go to the Adon, to the master. So therefore, when we're being Memait and we're saying, but Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher, that there is Kesef in another transaction, in another situation of a girl going out of someone's rishus, so the money would go to that very same person, to the one who's in charge of her, to the one who has jurisdiction over her, which is her father. But ask the Gemara, you can't compare a girl leaving Amma Ivriya leaving her master's house with a girl leaving her father's house. Hasam nafkalim irishus adon legamri v'acha akati michsra mesira lechupa. That when it comes to an Amma Ivriya leaving her master's house, she is completely free. She has severed all ties. She has nothing to do with that master anymore. As opposed to over here, when a girl has kiddushin, when a father accepts kiddushin for his daughter, she's not yet fully out of her father's house. That only happens at chupa. That only happens at nisuin. But prior to nisuin, she's still a little bit poseach al shtei asi. If him. She's a little bit here, a little bit there. She's still partially in her father's house. So how can we compare those two yitzios? The Gemara explains about Faras Nadara Mia Nafkala Mirashusei. At least with regard to one halacha, she completely leaves her father's house, and that is with regard to the halacha of Hafaras Nadarim, that the father no longer has the exclusive rights of Hafaras Nadarim. Ditnan, because the Mishnah teaches us, Nara Murasa Avia Ubala Mefira Nadareha. Once she has erisin, once she has kiddushin, it's no longer the father's sole right to be made for the Nadarim. He now has to do it in concert with the husband, together with the husband. So that's how we learn that's how we're able to compare the Amma Ivriya going out with a girl having kiddushin, because they're both, in a certain sense, leaving the Rishus Legamri, because at least as far as the Nadarim is concerned, she's leaving the Rishus entirely. Tosus Maseches Ksubas and Daf Mem Vav Beis raised the question, why don't we say that she's Yotzim Rishuso, that she's not allowed to eat Truma? Instead of saying, oh, the case, you know where she's really leaving her father's Rishus? Hafaras Nedarim. Well, we're about to see that there's a kash on that in its own right, that we say, how does she leave her father's Rishus Legamri entirely? By Hafaras Nedarim. And the Raya is that in order to do Hafaras Nedarim, it's not only her father who does it, her husband also does it. Yeah, but her father is also involved. So how can you call that leaving Legamri? So Tosfos asks, L'chora, a much better example would have been that she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. That if the father's a Kohen, and then he accepts Kiddushin for her, so you should say that she's Yotzim Rishuso, that she's not allowed to eat Truma. So Tosfos HaRash suggests that we're not going to give eating Truma as an example of Yitzir Mirishos, because that's only true by Bas Kohen. So we want to Dafka choose an example of Faras Nedarim, which applies to everybody. The Brisker Rav just points out the very kasha that the Rishonim ask, that the Bas Ocheles Truma is not because she's Bereshuso. It has nothing to do with her being a Reshuso. Even a Bogeres is Ocheles Truma, and a Bogeres is already an adult. She's independent. Even if her father dies, she's Ocheles B'Truma. No, the reason a Bas Kohen eats Truma is because a Bas Kohen, says the Brisker Rav, has a din of a Kohenes, meaning she is a Kohen when she's a Bas Kohen. The fact that once she has Kiddush from someone else, she no longer eats Truma is not because she's out of the father's Rishos. It's because the Yisrael Pasels or Bipsul Zarus is that now she's associated with a person who is not a Kohen, and that makes her like a no longer being a Kohenes. She is now like a Zar. So that's why the Gemara doesn't give that example of Achilas Truma being how she's Yotzei Mirishos Avia. So however you deal with that, so whether you say like Tosfos HaRash that we just want to give an example that applies to everybody, or like the Brisker Rav that that the issue of Truma has nothing to do with being Bereshus Aviyah, but the other question still stands. Of all the examples to give an example of Hafaras Nedarim, Hafaras Nedarim is not Legamri leaving his Rishus. To the contrary, you still need the father to be involved in that Hafaras Nedarim. So the Ritva writes that even though she's not Yotze Legamri, like an Amma leaving the other Rishus Legamri, still we could say Yesh Kesef La'av when the daughter leaves the father's Rishus, because at least she's Yotze's Ktsas Mimenu. At least she's partially leaving his rishos. That's considered to be enough. It's a little bit difficult because the Gemara's whole problem was that she's not being yotzei legamri, and we're bringing hafaras nedarim as a way to address that problem and say yes, she is leaving legamri at least with regard to hafaras nedarim. So if the Ritva would just say yeah, she leaves ktsas, but ktsas isn't enough. We want to, you know, Erisin by definition is leaving ktsas, but we want to see that she's leaving Gamri. So the Talmud Arashba suggests that when the fact that the father is needed in order to be made for her Nedarim after Erusin is not because she's still connected to the father's house, it's because she's not yet completely in the husband's house. And since she's not yet completely in the husband's house, the only other way, the only other person that could possibly acquire whatever remaining rights the husband has not yet acquired is herself, but she is not able to be Zocha Ba'atzma, so Melitz Nishar Bizchus Aviyah. Mimela, it's left over by the father, but it's not that she hasn't left, it's that she's left, but there was no one to pick up the pieces, there was no one to pick up those rights. So it's Kiilu, the father just retained those rights, even though she's really left his Roshos Legamri. And Shidim Gvetzah, so he quotes a different Girsa. Rabbi Nachman had a Girsa that the Tarets of the Gemara was that through Kiddushin, she's Yotzim Roshos Legamri in the sense that he's no longer allowed to sell her as an Ame Ivriya. That's what it's Yotzel Garmi, not about Afaras Nedarim. So you understand that such a Girsa might be motivated by the fact that Afaras Nedarim is not really Legamri. So we want to give a Girsa, so that Girsa suggests that it's something else. Okay, says the Gemara further now. So we're suggesting that the Pasuk V'yatzel Chinam Ein Kasef is used as a source for Kiddushay Kasef, and that the father is Mekabel Kiddushin. Is that what we use the Pasuk for? Don't we already need this Pasuk for a separate Drasha that the Brisa makes? Titania v'yatzachinam eli mei bagrus ein kasef eli mei narus. It says v'yatzachinam, that teaches us that when she's a bogeris she goes free, and ein kasef teaches us that she even goes free earlier when she's a nara, that an ame ivriya goes free as early as na'arus. So don't you see you need the pasuk for that drasha about the timing of the ame ivriya going free and not about a girl going out of her father's rishos? Sam ravina imkein lemakra ein kasef without the yud. If that's all it was teaching us, then it could have said Ein Kasef without writing Yud. My Ein Kasef with a Yud, Ein Kasef Ladan Zev, Liesh Kasef Ladan Acher. Must be that there's an extra drasha to be made from the Yud. So who is the Adon Acher where there is Kasef? Uman Nihu Av. That's the father. That teaches us a father could be Mekabel Kiddushay Kasef for his daughter. So, frankly, Gemara, my didarshin and hachi. How do I know that you're allowed to make such a drasha of a yud in the word ein? Isn't that just the way the word is spelled? So, detanya v'zera ein la ela zara, zera zara minayin. The pasuk talks about if you have a girl who's a bas kohen that got married. So, when she's married, she's not allowed to eat truma. What if she becomes an almana or she gets divorced and now she moves back in with her father? Is she now allowed to eat truma again? So, the pasuk says, yes, provided zera ein la, provided that she doesn't have children from her marriage. But if she has children from her marriage, that takes her out of Rishus Aviyah Legamri, and she's never going to be allowed to eat her father's truma again. So the pasuk, the words the Torah uses to describe that she doesn't have children is vizera ein la. So I would only know that if she has children, she's not allowed to go back and eat her father's truma. How do I know even if she doesn't have any surviving children, but she has grandchildren, that she's not allowed to go eat her father's truma? Tamalomer zera ein la ayein la. That's why the pasuk says zera ein la means ayein la, that you have to look a little bit deeper, that you even have to look, see if there's a further generation, that if there are grandchildren. So you see that we make a drasha from the word ein. Ve'ein li ela zera kasher zera pasul minayin. I would only know that a zera kasher, that a child who's a kasher, who doesn't have any psul, would be enough to prevent her from going back and eating truma. How do I know that even a zera pasul will be enough to prevent her from going back and eating truma? Again, we're darshaning that yud in the word ein. So frankly, Gemara, but how can you make two drushas from the word yud, from the letter yud in the word ein? Vaha pikte lezarazara. Didn't we already learn it that the use the word the letter yud in the word ein to teach us that if she has grandchildren, she can't go back and eat her father's truma? So Gemara answers zarazara lo itzichra. Now, for the fact that if she has grandchildren, that she's not allowed to go back and eat her father's truma, that I don't need a pasuk to teach us. Debnei banim arein kebanim, because grandchildren are the same as children. So when it says Zera Ela, that already includes grandchildren, even had it not had the extra yud. Once it has the extra yud, that's where I learn even Zera Pasul. He is Sirkral the Zera Pasul. So that's where I need the Pasuk for Zera Pasul. So you see, there's an example where we have the word Ein, Aleph, Yud, Nun, and we were willing to make an extra drasha from the letter Yud. So over here too, the Yatzachinam Ein Kasef. So you're right, we already used Yatzachinam Ein Kasef to teach us that a girl goes free from being an Ami Ivriya, even as a Na'ara already. We learn about the age that she goes free from being an Ami Ivriya, but that extra Yud is there to teach us Ein Kasef Ladon Zeh, Aval Yesh Kasef Ladon Acher. The whole drasha though assumes that we're familiar when there is an extra Yud or when there's not an extra Yud. This is part of the discussion the Gemara has in Masech Kiddushin. The Gemara says that we're not bekiyin davlamin amalav mesachs kiddushin. We're not bekiyin bechaseros v'yaseros. Gemara says that we wanted to know what's the midpoint of the Torah. Where's the letter that's the exact midpoint of the Torah? So Gemara says, why don't we just bring a Torah and we'll count and we'll see. Get someone who's not doing anything and have him sit there counting the letters of the Torah and see what exactly the midpoint is. Gemara says it's not going to work because we're not bekiyin bechaseros v'yaseros. There's an extra yud here, there, a missing hay, an extra hay. You don't know. How do you spell Binyamin? Is it with a yud, without a yud? So you don't know how to Aaron with a vav, without a vav. So we're not Bekin. We don't know. We're not experts in all that. So the one of the questions that all the Achronim have to deal with is if we're not experts, how can we have drushas all over Shas where we're making drushas from Chaseros v'Yaseros, like over here, Ein Lo with a yud? We're making a drusha. We have whole sugyas in Masech Sanhedrin and elsewhere of Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoras. Is it Masech Sukkah? Is it spelled Sukkos? Samach Vav Chav Vav Tav, Samach Chav Tav, Samach Vav Chav Tav, Samach Chav Vav Tav. How do you spell Sukkos? And we assume that we know that we're making drushas, that there's a mikra, there's a kri, there's a ksiv, there's a way to spell it. So we do assume some expertise in Chaseros v'Yaseros. Minchas Chinuch points out that it's not mistaver. Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Taryag that it's not mistaver that we wouldn't have the expertise in that we would lose the expertise in how to spell the parshios of tefillin. It's not mistaver that would ever happen, that we wouldn't be able to, that people are writing tefillin all the time. Not mistaver that we would lose that expertise. So that's what Minchas Chinuch says. You have to assume that there are exceptions, that we're not bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros, but there are certain places where we had a tradition that this is the way the word is spelled, and therefore we're able to make drushos in those places. This is all the whole idea that we're not bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros is extremely difficult for the Ramban, because the Ramban writes that if you're missing even a single letter in the Torah, since Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you're missing even a single letter in the Torah would passel your entire Sefer Torah. So that's very difficult to assume that all of our Sefer Torah are passel. That would mean we're always making a brach levatal every time we're getting an aliyah. It would mean no one is ever yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. Shagazari says, yeah, inachinami, no one's ever yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. That's why no one does it. That's why we don't all write Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. We all take lulav, we all put it on. How come no one writes the Sefer Torah? Very few people. Someone has an extra $50,000 lying around writes the Sefer Torah. No one else writes Sifrei Torah. So that's what the Shankasari says, because we're not really yotzei the mitzvah anyway. We're not bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros. But l'chara, that teretz is a worse kasha than the kasha, because then you're going to say that every Sefer Torah that we have is pasul. That's very, very difficult. Minchas Chinuch disagrees with that Shankasari. But also this concept of b'nei banim areim kubanim is interesting. The Gemara says the word zera alone already teaches the grandchildren, because the word zera automatically means grandchildren from b'nei banim areim kubanim. I don't need any extra drusha to teach that. So the Rishonim will ask the Kasha. The Gemara in Babasra and Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amaral learns from in the Parsha of Yerusha, it says that a guy doesn't, Ben Ein Lo, he doesn't have a son. So we learn from there that a grandson is also is Yoresh, from the fact that it says Ein Lo, so we darshan Ayena Lov, that if he has a grandson, the grandson should be Yoresh. And that's the Maskana of the Gemara over there, that it's only from the extra Yud in Ein Lo that we're able to darshan that a grandson is also Yoresh. So sounds like without a special drasha, we do not include a grandson automatically. So which is it? Is a grandson automatically included because of Bnei Banim, Harim Kibanim, or is a grandson not included unless you have a special drasha? So Tosos and Babasa, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all point out that there's a difference between the word zera and the word ben. That zera implies anyone who comes out, whether it's a child, a grandchild, that implies everybody. Ben implies only a son. So since the word by Yerusha is Ben, I need a special drasha to include a grandson as well. But since over here the word is Zera, so the word Zera includes everybody, includes even grandchildren as well, and therefore there's no need for a special drasha. For a special drush over here. Where this concept of Bnei Banim, Harim, Kibanim is most debated, most famously debated, is the machlokes between the Ma'arik and Rashi. The Ma'arik writes, in the discussion of whether if a child, there's no child to say Kaddish, can a grandson say Kaddish? So nowadays, you know, it's a very easy question. Sure, why not? Have the grandson say Kaddish. What do you lose? But if you have only one person that's going to be allowed to say Kaddish in any shul, so can the grandson take precedence over other people? Can he get into the rotation of saying Kaddish? So the Ma'arik writes that a grandson does not say Kaddish. He's no better than a stranger in saying Kaddish, because we don't find anywhere that a grandson is chayiv in kivud zekeno, in the honor of his grandfather, so he shouldn't say Kaddish any more than anybody else. What do you do? It says in Shas, b'nei banim harim kibanim. That just means that yotze the mitzvah of puravu, if you have grandchildren, that it helps them even if the children die. But if you already have grandchildren with those children, a person is ready to mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. And he says the raya is that there are even deos in the Gemara Babasa Kuf Chav Ches that a grandson could be meyed about his grandfather. So he said they're not even related. So you can't say that there's a chi of kavod. But he says the minig is apparently that a grandson does say Kaddish, because anyone could say Kaddish if they want to say Kaddish, but certainly he can't take precedence over other people. And that's against Rashi and Chumash. Rashi in Bereishis Perek Mem Vav says, Chayiv Adam B'Kvod Aviv Yoser Mikvod Zekeno. But the implication is that there is some level of kavod Zekeno that's beyond what everybody else is. And that's how the Ramah Paskins in Yerodeh Sim Reish Mem Siv Chav Dalid against Marik, who says that there's no chi of kavod, that you have to be mechabit a grandfather, just not as much as a father. The Taz over there says it's very strange that the Ma'arik missed a Rashi on Chumash. How does he miss a Rashi on Chumash? Very, very difficult. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodei Shinai and Vav, the Ramah writes that yesh mekomos, that they're knowing that other krovim say Kaddish, that any relative would be able to say Kaddish. So in Ksav Sofra Chumash, in Bereishis Perek Chafei, he explains in Medrash, the Pasuk says, Ve'elu told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holed as Yitzchak. So the Medrash says, Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik V'yolad Chacham Yismach Bo. Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik means that they give schar to the father for the mitzvos that his son does, because Ben Mizaka Av. And Yolad Chacham Yismach Bo is that if the son has his own son who's a Ben Chacham, then the Zakin, then the grandfather is Samech B'Kiflayim, because he has a grandson that's doing mitzvos. So Brahma Zaka Abba, says Ksav Sofer, you see from that Medrash, applies even to a grandson. So that's the principle we're working with over here, the Bnei Banim, Harem Kibanim. But bottom line is, how do I know that we can make a drasha V'yatzachinam Eim Kasev to teach that the father gets Kesef Kiddushin? Because you can make a drasha when there's an extra yud, when there's a yud in the word ein, as we see that we make such a drasha when it comes to a girl eating truma after she's already been married. V'tanu to darish hachi. How did that tana know that you're allowed to make such a drasha? That from the yud in the word ein, you can make a drasha, and you don't just say, well, that's how you spell the word. How could you make a drasha from, meaning, how aleph nun is ever the way you spell it? No, you always spell it aleph yud nun. How do I know you can make a drasha? So we do sometimes spell it without a yud, and therefore we know that when it's spelled with a yud, you can make a drasha. Amri, ksiv, me'ein bilam, u'me'ein yivami, t'lo ksiv bo yud. Over there it's aleph nun, it's not aleph yud nun. V'ach, ksiv be yud, and yet over here it has yud, shemamino l'drasha udasa. That's how we know that you're allowed to make a drasha, because it is spelled differently than it is spelled elsewhere. V'itzrich l'michtav kiddusha l'avia, v'itzrich l'michtav ma'isi yadeh l'avia. Now we need to be told both that a girl's kiddushin, kesef kiddushin, goes to her father, and that if she does any work, the Ma'aseh Yadayim goes to her father. I could not have derived one from the other. Dikas Rachmana Kiddusha Elavia, if I only would have been told that the Kiddushin goes to the father, Hava Minim Shum Dlo Tarchabuhu, I would say, yeah, that goes to the father. because there's no, she didn't work for it. That she put hard work into, I might think she has the right to keep that because she worked for it. If it only would have told me that her go to the father, I would say, yeah, that's in exchange for the fact that he's supporting her. So since he's supporting her, he's relying on receiving all of the that she produces. But kiddushin, which comes from somewhere else, it comes from external sources, and it's not something that he's relying on. It's not something that he could predict that he would ever get. So I would think that that should go to her. That's why I need both sources, both that the Ma'isi Yadayim and that the Kiddushin goes to her father. The Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Mem Zayin tells that the Metzias Habas goes to her father because of Eva, that that's only a sense of Eva, but that it's going to cause animosity if any Metzia that she finds does not go to her father. So Tosfos says, why don't we learn from the fact that the father gets Kesef Kiddushin, that the Metzia should go to the father, that if the father gets the Kiddushin, then he should get the Metzia as well. So Tosfos says, just like we don't learn Ma'isi Yadayim goes to the father from Kesef Kiddushin, because Ma'isi Adeha, she's Tarcha B'kach, so you can't learn it from Kesef Kiddushin. So too, the same with Metzia, because by Metzia it's also a Tircha, she's the one that went out of her way to pick it up. So I can't learn it directly from Kiddushin where there's no Tircha on her part. So that's why I need a separate Drasha, I need a separate Limud, or not even a Limud, just Mishum Eva, that the Metzia in fact goes to her father. What about a matana? What if someone just gives her a gift? Does the father get that? So the Chalkas Mechokek and Ebenezer, Simon Lam and Zayin, Sifkan Aleph, is not sure. But does the father get a matana that someone gives to his daughter? Do we say, well, he's Zochen or Kesef Kiddusha, so he should be Zochen Matana as well? Or do you say, no, Kesef Kiddusha is because he has the right over a Kiddushin to give her to a Mukeshchin or whoever. So, but he doesn't have the right over a matana. So Beishmuel says the father does get the matana. And his raya is from Tosfos Maseches Ksubos that we don't learn Metzia, that her father gets a Metzia from the fact that her father gets Kiddushin, because she's Toreach in the Metzia. If that's the whole reason that we can't learn that the father gets the Metzia is because she's Toreach in the Metzia, well, in Matana there's no Tircha, someone just gave it to her. So Mela, that will go to the father. Whenever there's no Tircha, you see from that Tosfos, then Mela goes to the father. Berhetiv disagrees. Berhetiv thinks that the father does not get the Metzia of the daughter, and he has Rayas to that idea as well. Okay, let's see the Gemara further though. Gufa, we had mentioned the drasha earlier in the daf. We pointed out that from Viyatzachinam Ein Kesef there are two drushas to be made. One about Kiddushin, and that's why we brought up the pasuk in the first place, that the father gets the Kesef Kiddushin. But the other drusha to be made was, at what age does a girl go free from being an Amma Ivriya? So we said, oh, from the words Viyatzachinam, we see that when she becomes a Bogeris, she goes free. From the words Ein Kesef, we see that she goes free already when she's a Nara. So ask the Gemara a very simple question. V'lichtov Rachmana Narus, if you already tell me that a girl goes free when she's a Nara, I don't need a phrase in the pasuk tell me that she goes free when she's a Bogeres, because Narus comes before Bagrus. She's always free already by the time she's a Bogeres. The Gemara has three answers to this. Answer number one, Amar Rabba Bazev Limed Alzeh. We wouldn't have known which phrase is teaching us about a Nara and which one is teaching us about a Bogeres had it not been for the fact that there are two phrases. Mida Dahava, just like we have such a similar drasha, Atosha V'Sachir, when we describe two types of Eved Ivri. A typical Eved Ivri works for 6 years, but then there's what we call an Eved Nirtza, an Eved Ivri who's gonna have his ear pierced, who's going to be in Avdus for a significant amount of time till Yovel. Detanya, Toshav Zeh Kanoi Kinyan Olam, Sachir Zeh Kanoi Kinyan Shanim. A Toshav means someone who's Kanoi Kinyan Olam, who's going to be there forever. A Sachir is someone who's Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, who's only going to be there for 6 years. So Yomar Tosha Velo Yomar Sachir. So if you want to tell me who's not allowed to eat the master's truma, tell me that even a toshav is not allowed to eat the master's truma if the master is a kohen, and I'll know. You don't have to tell me that a guy who's only there for 6 years is not allowed to eat the master's truma. Vani omer, kanu kinyan olam eino ochel, kanu kinyan shanim l'kol shkein. If even a kanu kinyan olam is not allowed to eat, someone who's kanu kinyan shanim all the more so is not allowed to eat. Why do I need two separate words in the pasuk to tell me that an eved ivri is not allowed to eat truma of his master? So either Kani Yisiyomer Toshav Zakani Kinyan Shanim Aval Kani Kinyan Olamochel. If I only would have had the phrase Toshav, I would have translated Toshav as being someone who's only there for 6 years. I never would have known that it means someone who's Kani Kinyan Olam. It's only because there are two words that I know that we must be talking about two different types of Eved Ivris. Oh, so that's how I know that it's even a Kani Kinyan Shanim is not allowed to eat Truma. So Basach Yivalimina Toshav Shashav Kani Kinyan Olam Eino Ochel. From the fact that I have the word Toshav, I see that the word Socher from the fact that I have the word Sachir, I now know that the word Toshav means a Kana Kinyan Olam. So we have the same thing over here. Why does it have to tell me V'yatzachinam and Ein Kasav? Why does it have to tell me that an Am Ivriya goes free as a Bogaris if she already went free as a Nara? Well, I wouldn't have known to say V'yatzachinam means that Ein Kasav means she goes free as a Nara had I not already had a pasuk of V'yatzachinam to tell me she goes free as a Bogaris. So Abai says, well, me dummy, how can you compare the two? Hasam Trey Gufin in who? When we're talking about a Toshav versus a Sachir, we're talking about two separate people. So we're talking about, so you could say, Dechinami Kasav Rachman a Toshav Nirza, Lo Yochel, Vahadar Kasav Idach, even though the Torah already told me a guy who had Ritzia, who had his ear pierced, is not going to be allowed to eat Truma, it still makes sense that the Pasuk will continue to say that someone who's only there for 6 years is not allowed to eat Truma, because I have a Sachir, Milsadasi Bekal Vachomer, Tarach Vakasav Lakra. I could have learned Sachar from a Kal V'chomer, but at the end of the day, sometimes we have that even though you can learn something from a Kal V'chomer, the pasuk will go out of its way to say it anyway. Elohacha chad gufahi, but over here by the girl who's going free as Nami Ivriya, it's the same girl. She never gets to being a Bogeres before being a Nara. So we're not talking about two different people. You can't even say Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'chomer. It's not two different people, it's the same girl. Ki nafkala b'narus bagrus my baya gabe. If she already went out free at Narus, she's never there at Bagrus, meaning it's never even true. A girl never goes free at Bagrus because she's always free before. At least by Toshav and Sachir, both of those things are true. Whether you have an Eved who's only there for 6 years, or whether you have an Eved who's there for 50 years, it's both true. Neither of them is going to be able to eat Truma. But if it's not even true, you can't even say Tarach because of Lakra. So Ella Radley Gemara says a different answer. Amar Rabbi Lonitzcha Ella Beggar Dailinus. Sometimes a girl does go free as a Bagaris, because sometimes she was never a Nara. Let's say she's an islandist. She never had physical simanim. Salka dait kaminu benarus tepuk bagrus lo tepuk. I might think she goes free as a Nara, but not as a Bogeres. Kamash mulan. That's why it has to tell me that even if she skips Narus and goes straight to being a Bogeres, even then she goes free. Maskva marbar avashi v'lav kavachomer, but isn't that a kavachomer? Umas simanim shein motzim rishosav, motzim rishosadon. If physical signs of maturity do not take her out of her father's rishos, and do take her out of her adon's rishos, bagrus shemotziyim rishos avein adin shemotziyim rishos adon, becoming a bagaris, which does take her out of her father's rishos, all the more so, meaning the father can't give her over for kiddushin anymore once she becomes a bagaris, all the more so should take her out of the adon's rishos. So I really, wouldn't I be able to learn that from a kal v'chomer? Why do I need the two phrases in the pasuk? So now the Gemara suggests a third approach. Elo mar baravashi lo nitzcha el ikris vina da elenis. It's coming to tell me about the sale of an island as being a valid sale to begin with. Salka dait kamina da asisimaninarus, havizvina da asisimaninarus, love is vina's vina. I might have thought that only if a girl ultimately gets simaninarus do we even view the sale as a valid sale, but if she never has simaninarus at all, the sale was never a valid sale to begin with. Kamash malam viatzachinam, that's what the extra phrase viatzachinam is coming to teach us. Ulamar baravashi da amar. Now, Mar Baravashi rejected the second approach by saying that we're talking about an islandess who never had Narus, and that's why she goes free as a Bogeres, because she never had an opportunity to be a Nara. And Mar Baravashi said, no, what are you talking about? I would have known that from a Kal V'chomer. So, Ken, why is that a rejection necessarily, just because I would have known it from a Kal V'chomer? Ha'amina, didn't we just say a few minutes ago, Milsadasi B'Kal V'chomer, Tarach B'Kasav L'Kra? When it came to the Toshav and Sachir, when it came to the two types of Avadim, eating Truma, we said, yeah, you know, chinami, one could have been learned from a Kal V'chomer from the other, but sometimes the Torah writes it, even though it could have been derived from a Kal V'chomer. So why can't you say the same thing over here by the Nara and the Bogeres? Why is this necessarily a rejection of this approach? So the Gemara answers, it's true we have this principle, Milsadasi B'Kal V'chomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra, but we use it sparingly. We only use that principle when there's no other explanation of why the Torah would have said these extra words. But if there's any other explanation that the Torah says these extra words, then we try not to use Milsadasi B'Kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav l'kra. Just on the point of kani kinyan olam versus kani kinyan shanim, Rashi points out that an eved nirtza is called kani kinyan olam because he doesn't go out after 6 years. He's there through till yovel. So the kasha that the achronim ask is a nirtza it does go out at yovel. Why is that called kinyan olam? It's not a kinyan olam. He's free at yovel. So the achronim suggests, Shmuel suggests, and Shuri Rabbi Shmuel, that there's a fundamental, it's not just a quantitative difference. This one works 6 years, this one works 50 years. No, there's a fundamental difference between an Eved that you're buying for 6 years versus an Eved that you're buying that's going to go free, an Eved that you do Ritzia and that's going to go free at Yovel. When you buy an Eved for 6 years, you are not buying an Eved. You're not owning him. You are buying 6 years of service. It is not an eternal deal that where 6 years comes and he happens to Mafkia, it's Mafkia, a Kinyan that really was a Kinyan Olam. No, Meikara was only a Kinyan Shanim. But when you do Ritzia on an Eved, that is fundamentally a Kinyan that's forever. Elamai, if Yovel ever comes, Yovel will come and will take away that Kinyan. But fundamentally, it's a forever Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan that's only for X amount of time. Nafkamina, what if you buy an Eved and then we lose Rov Yashve Aleha? You know, no longer have Rov of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So Yovel never comes. We don't practice Yovel when we don't have Rov Yashve Aleha. So now what do you say? Is the Yovel going to be Mafkia the Kinyan? So if you would have viewed the Kinyan as when I bought the Eved in the first place, when I did Ritzia on the Eved in the first place, it's only till that, you know, till the year X, whatever, till year 50. So then, whether Yovel comes or not, the Kinyan's over. But if you view it as no, it's a Kinyan Olam. Fundamentally, it's Kinyan Olam. It's just that Yovel has the koach to be mafkia that Kinyan. So then you see that if there's no Yovel, it's not going to be mafkia the Kinyan at all. Okay, vaitin l'gemara v'tana ma'isi lo me'achu. We have another source for kedusha kesef. T'tanya ki yikach yishisho bala v'ayilu l'sim tzachem ve'enav ki matzaba. Pasuk when it describes kiddushin uses the word kicha, ki yikach, ein kicha el bekesef, and kicha always means kesef. V'cheinu omer nesati kesef asada kach mimeni. By Avram Avinu buying Maris HaMachpelah also kach valodinu. Uma amir v'yashen niknas b'biyah niknas b'kesef zush niknas b'biyah ino din shetikna b'kesef. Well, wait a second. Shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer? Of an ami ibriya cannot be acquired with biyah, can be acquired with kesef. An isha that you could do kiddushin biyah on should for sure be acquired with kesef. Says Mar Yivamot tuchiach. Not every time you could do bia doesn't necessarily mean kesef works as well, because you see yivamah sheniknas b'bia ve'en niknas b'kesef. You can acquire yivamah with bia, but you cannot acquire yivamah with kesef. Says Mar Yeh, but mali yivamah shekein ein niknas b'shtar. Tomer b'zush niknas b'shtar. Can you really bring yivamah into the picture? Yivamah has only one derech of kinyan, and that is bia. It doesn't even work with the shtar. Tamalomer ki yikach ish. So, but I have a pasuk ki yikach ish. Frakti gemara, but halamali kro. The whole point was, why do I need that pasuk? Ha'asila, I should learn from a kal v'chomer of Ami Ivriya, that an Ami Ivriya can be acquired with Bia, so can be acquired with Kesef, even though she cannot be acquired with Bia. So an Isha can be acquired with Bia, all the more so she should be able to be acquired with Kesef. The whole kal v'chomer is a problem, is fundamentally flawed. Where are you bringing it? From Ami Ivriya, you're trying to bring kal v'chomer. Mala Ami Ivriya shekein yotza b'kesef, tomer b'zu sheni yotza b'kesef. An Ami Ivriya goes free with Kesef as well. An Isha is not Yotza b'kesef, so you can't learn one from the other. Tamalomer ki yikachish. That's why I need kicha kicha. So kicha kicha teaches me kiddushei kesef. This is one way of rejecting kal v'chomer. It's called is me'ikra didina pircha. Is that it's not a mochiach. There are two ways of rejecting kal v'chomer. A mochiach means you want to bring kal v'chomer that you should learn A from B, but look at C. C is different. C shows you that the limur of A from B is better. Me'ikra didina pircha means there's a fundamental problem in learning A from B. You don't even need C. That it's mikra didin. The very kal v'chomer itself is pircha. Now that we have two sources for kiddushei kesef, says Gemara, why do I need both sources, both v'yatzachinim and kesef, and kicha kicha? V'itzrich l'michta v'yatzachinim, v'itzrich l'michta v'kiyikachish. Dikas v'rachmane kiyikach. Had I just said kicha kicha, have him in kiddushin diav labal didahavu, I would think, yeah, there is such a thing as kiddushei kesef, but she always gets the money. Kas v'rachmane v'yatzachinim. That's why I need v'yatzachinim to tell me that if she's a little girl, the father gets the money. V'kas v'rachmane v'yatzachinim. And if I only would have had had viatzachinam have amina hechadiyav ihi lidide vikidashto have a kiddushay. I would have thought that as long as money changes hands, it's a valid kiddushin regardless of who gives who the money. I would have thought that even she can give him the money and that would be a valid form of kiddushin. Chas rachmana ki yikach velo ki tikach. That's why I need a pasuk ki yikach to teach that no, it's got to be the guy giving the girl the money, not the girl giving the guy the money. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Kiddushei Bia tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem.